God's grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord himself will seek his righteous sheep. He will gather them from the dispersion. He will lead them to good pasture. And to be sure, he is going to weed out the fat cats, the sheep, the he-goats, the rams, who have been trampling his righteous sheep with their arrogance, their hubris, and the so-called, you know, sort of a better-than-thou syndrome. And all that the Lord does can be summed up in verse 11 that has just been read. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search out my sheep, and I will seek them out. You know, God is on the move. He is always moving. He is not up in heaven, to be sure, with a big G on his chest, pushing buttons. Do this, do that, you're dead, you're alive. He is always on the move through the means of grace. He is there to seek and to save the lost of the people of Israel. And so the context of this whole pericope, as it is just been read, these very bad, nasty shepherds who sit in their sort of a spiritual swivel chair, kind of the leaders of the church, whether it be in civil government or hearing and listening to God's word and sharing it. I mean, they're honing in on their computers. They love sitting there, swivel chair as they are, looking for something on the internet, another warm, fuzzy, egotistical trip, while the people that they are serving hear no leader, see no leader, and of course, they have a do-nothing leader. They are neglected in every aspect of spiritual care that these leaders have been called to do by the Lord God of Sabaoth. These men are responsible for the care of God's people. But they're not taking care of them. They're pocketing stuff. They're more interested in themselves. Now, is there anything new under the sun? I don't think so. And so as a result, the followers, of course, that listen to this, you know, in the parish this happens. With all kinds of church leaders. And it's not what they expect when they start to hear weird things and they see sort of a maintenance mentality. Or they see something where people are more interested in, now what's my salary raise going to be this year? And so people get disillusioned. They are trampled. They get stuck down. And so what do? They remove themselves from that parish. They turn on the TV and go to Joyce Meyer's Ministries or Oprah Winfrey Ministries or Joel Osteen Ministries. And whatever approach to being a servant that they have been given and called by the Lord God, whether it's in civil use or pastorate or a diaconate vocation, God's righteous sheep have become prey to Satan's whispers, did God really say? They just feel out of the mix. Nobody cares. They are deceived. As I said, it's just not what they expected. When they have pastors and other people that worship, but don't worship the God Creator, who makes all things possible and says, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. So Yahweh doesn't pull any punches with these kinds of people, these he-goats, these rams, these fat cats, these sheep who take advantage of God's people and literally trample them down into despair. These nasty, uncaring shepherds with their collars so tight and legalisms. My way or the highway. And this forms the foil for the promise that the righteous sheep of God, who have been plunged into misery by all of these bad shepherds, shall be gathered and tended by the Lord and his servant David. And to be sure, one from the house of David, the Christ of Calvary, the empty tomb, the ascended Lord Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of our sins. And so the character of God, his goodness, is revealed in the gathering of his people. And that's what he does through word and sacrament. He gathers his people together that have been dispersed, that are troubled, that are disillusioned, that have been deceived by the work of his Holy Spirit through the gospel power of God unto salvation to those who believe. It is wonderful to know, certainly from my standpoint in the parish and a few vacancies, to know that God is on the move, seeking to save the lost. It's great to share this with people who feel neglected and disillusioned by egotistical, arrogant, self-serving leaders of God's people. Regardless of those who have been trampled by these fat cats placed into leadership of the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, they will reap what they sow, says the Lord God. Fleecing the flock is not tolerated by the Lord God. Judgment is there. He says, the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. God in Christ, by his Spirit, will do what those in leadership obviously have failed to do or could not do or did not want to do in shepherding and caring and serving the Lord's righteous sheep. Through his Spirit, the gospel of the resurrected and ascended Lord calls, gathers, and enlightens and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it in Jesus Christ in the one true faith. And by his Spirit, working through this gospel of the resurrected Jesus Christ, the Lord God assures us with hope. Hope that comes from the house of David, the Christ himself. This is what I find in this text so helpful to me, so comforting, so filled with hope, is when the Lord constantly says to his people, I will seek out my sheep, I will rescue them, I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, I will feed them, I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, I will seek the lost, I will bring back the stray, I will set over them one shepherd, I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. And this has been fulfilled in Christ Jesus, the shepherd, the suffering servant, the one who gathers his people by the power of his gospel of redemption, giving us his innocence, his blessedness, and his righteousness. And in this shepherd, for all of us, and for those who could not be here, what we receive we pass on, as St. Paul says. This shepherd Jesus Christ, who gives us forgiveness of sins, salvation, and eternal life by what he has done on that cross, resurrected from the empty tomb for the forgiveness of sins. So whether you are beset today or maybe in the past or certainly in the future with post-traumatic stress disorder at the beginning of a term, financial woes, and the anticipation of a newborn baby, or perhaps completing a PhD, a thesis in text criticism, or struggling through the writing of a commentary on Amos, or struggling with the death of a loved one, or feeling that no one cares about your existence, or your mind is full of episodic depressive moods, or guilt over your sins. The Lord God, Savior, Jesus Christ, says with power, comfort, and hope in his gospel that he gives to us, behold, I myself will search for my sheep, and I will rescue them. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.